Hello and welcome back to Brooklyn Boat Works Student Centered Podcast. Here is episode 5, where Laura, our program manager, is interviewing Valerie, a wonderful student from Growing Up Green Middle School.
Right now, I'm feeling like a 10. I'm just happy because it's better than my sister's birthday tomorrow. She's turning right now 1. Well, me tomorrow. She's going to turn 1. Right now, my mom spends time with my baby sister when I'm busy and when my mom has to like do something or like run out to get food. Me and my brother would take care of my baby sister. And recently, my sister is just learning how to walk, so I'm really excited about that.
That is really exciting. It must be nice to see. What kinds of learning have you been able to do at home that have been hands-on or away from the computer?
I used to go at school in this gardening club with my teacher, and she helped me learn how to like plant like different types of plants. And these couple of weeks, I've been planting some tomatoes, some celery, some garlic, and pepper. And that's what I've been doing.
That's awesome. So you have a whole little garden growing.
Yeah. If I don't know what to do in, like, a classwork, I would normally call my friends and ask them for help. That's one way that helps me understand what I normally have to do with my classwork. One also thing that I like to do is just to stay positive. But sometimes, if I'm being honest, I don't like to do my classwork. And if I just stay positive, I'll just be able to get through all the classwork without, like, being bored about it.
What are some ways that you get yourself to feel positive?
Oh, well, sometimes I would go FaceTime my friend. And, like, I would, like, she would do the homework with me. Sometimes when I get bored of doing assignments, I would be like, I need a break. I would eat something, watch something, and then come back and do it. And I'll be more concentrated and I'll be more positive about the things that I have to do.
So it sounds like keeping in touch with friends is important for you for this.
Yeah.
What are some ways that you keep in touch with friends and family who are not in the same house as you?
One thing that really helps us is going on Zoom. That's a way we could like talk to like our other family members. If like I'm not able to do it on my phone or like call my friends on my phone or the computer, I would also use Zoom to make the call meeting, and we would just stay there until time runs out. For Mother's Day, I did cake pops. My mom really likes cake pops. That's kind of hard for me because like I didn't really know what to do. Like, I didn't know how to turn on the oven, but I still got through it, and my mom loved the cake pops.
That sounds delicious. I wish I could have some cake pops.
For other kids, I would say, if you really, like, don't understand, like, what you're doing, contact that teacher. Like, just send them an email explaining what you need help with, because they will stop what they're doing to help you do the things that you don't know or don't understand.
How do you decide what to do first?
The things that I do first, I go from the hardest class to the easiest class. So, for example, for social studies, they send a lot of homework. So I would go with that. And the next class would be science, and the next ELA. So it goes from hardest to the easiest.
Why do you choose to start with the hardest?
Because, for example, if I start with the easiest, I'll get done with those homeworks really quickly. But when I come to the hardest, I really don't want to feel like doing it. So that's why I like to start with the hardest homework first.
That's a really good plan. I'm going to start doing that with the things I have to do for work, I think.
Well, right now, what I'm grateful for is my teacher and my family and my friends. Because, like, they're with me when, like, I have trouble with, like, classes. And in general, my family is always there for me, and the teachers and my friends, they're just so nice and so helpful when I just don't know what to do. I remember when, before this quarantine thing happened, there was this moment where we had to stick on a long wood and stick it onto the bottom of the boat with the glue, and that was, like, the memory, like, I would never forget, because, like, it was like, I just liked it. I don't really have words for it. I just really like it.
Yeah. I remember that day. We all had to really work together to make it happen.
Yeah, like we had like, I believe it was like four of my classmates doing it with us.
Yeah, and it was like time sensitive, so we had to move quickly, yeah. But also really precisely.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good class.
Yeah, it really was.
So we've been having some online classes with Boatworks and online meetings. How is that going so far?
So far, it's going great. We're like doing like the normal greeting, and just it feels just so normal just to be able to talk to like my teachers who helped me build the boat, and I just love spending time with them.
Are there any ways you think that building things or boats will be a part of your life in the future?
Yeah, I actually do. So you never know when something can pop up and like the next day you have to like build something. So like I'm sure that like building a boat will like always stay like with me. Like it won't go nowhere. Like I won't use it all the time, but like it'll still be with me.
Thank you so much, Valerie, for the interview. This podcast was made by Brooklyn Boatworks, music by Rosa 2, and we'll see you next time.